You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street, to your morning dose of caffeine to get you ready for everything on the Lal Street. Hopefully you all had a good break yesterday, and to those who celebrated, hopefully it was a wonderful time of being with friends and family and eating some quality food. All that took place on the Lal Street on Tuesday when we had left things off, and all that we can expect over the course of today on Thursday is what I bring to you on this morning walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma. Right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, Tuesday was a day of consolidation on the Lal Street as the index moved in a 100-point range. But the good news is that Sensex held on to its crucial support at 40,000, while the Nifty 50 also closed above 12,000 levels. The BSE IT index slipped over 1% on a rise in rupee. The S&P BSE Healthcare Index was down 1%, and the S&P BSE Oil and Gas Index closed 0.84% lower. Analysts advise investors to remain cautious ahead of the outcome of the MPC meeting today on the 6th of June. The Indian market was, of course, shut yesterday on account of Eid. The onset of monsoon could be delayed further by a day to the 7th of June, the Indian Meteorological Department said on the 4th of June. On Saturday, private weather forecaster SkyMet also revised its forecast from the 4th of June to the 7th of June. Monsoon is, of course, an important trigger which the Lal Street eyes a lot. The Indian rupee on Tuesday, when we had left things off, settled unchanged at 69.26 against the American dollar in a lackluster trade, as participants preferred to sit on the fence ahead of the RBI monetary policy outcome on Thursday. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 416 crore rupees. DIIs were also net sellers to the tune of 355 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be from the Monetary Policy Committee meeting outcome. The outcome is obviously an all-important event to watch out for. In the previous two meetings, we have had rate cuts. All economists on the CNBC TV 18 panel unanimously voted for a 25 basis points rate cut, and four of the five members expect the RBI to keep a neutral stance. The RBI's next monetary policy will be announced on the 6th of June, that is, today. Historically, we have always seen that it is a sell on news and buy on rumors kind of scenario when the RBI is concerned. There have been instances wherein 6 out of 10 times markets have moved lower despite a rate cut by the RBI. This time too, there are higher chances of the markets experiencing profit booking since a 25 basis points cut is already factored in. But a deeper cut of 0.5% or 50 basis points could be a surprise which could swing the markets in either direction, according to experts. So this is a wait and watch game. We'll of course be here to let you know how things turn out. Very quickly then, what are the charts telling us? Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts, which resembles a bearish harami kind of candle, one of my favorite kinds of candles. Harami in Japanese literally means pregnant, so there's a bump. The bearish harami pattern appears at the top end of an uptrend, which also gives the trader an opportunity to initiate a short trade. It appears to be the day of consolidation on the bursas, as Nifty remained inside the trading range witnessed on the 3rd of June. If the index slips below 12,000, then it can head towards 11,920, a breach of which can suggest the failure of the recent breakout. Based on all of these pieces of evidence, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,932, 12,005, and 12,103. Maximum call OI placed at 12,500 and 12,000. Maximum put OI placed at 11,500 and 11,000. Some stocks that have been in the news and stocks, therefore, that we'll be keeping a close eye on. Hinduja Group flagship firm Ashok Leyland on the 4th of June said it has partnered with Suryoday Small Finance Bank for vehicle loans. Drug firm Aurobindo Pharma on the 4th of June said it has received 10 observations from the US health regulator for its Unit 3 in Hyderabad. And finally, Gurgaon-based Dhanuka Laboratories has been shortlisted as the highest qualified bidder to take over distressed company Orchid Pharma, according to media reports. So Aurobindo Pharma, Dhanuka Laboratories and Ashok Leyland will be some stocks we'll be keeping a close eye on. And finally, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to Religare Broking, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be three buy calls. Dabur India with a buy call. Last trading price, 405 rupees. Target, 430 rupees, 430. Stop loss placed at 394 rupees for an upside of 6%. CESC Limited has a buy call as well. Last trading price of 778 rupees. Target 820 rupees, stop loss 738 rupees for an upside of 5.4%. And finally, ACC Limited with a buy call as well. Last trading price of 1,658 rupees, target 1,825 rupees, stop loss 1,670 rupees for return of 10%. So Dabur India, CESC and ACC, all with buy calls from Religare Broking. Well, that's it. It's back to business as usual after a day's break. The 6th of June is upon us. All that takes place today is what I'll bring to you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. But all eyes will be on Shaktikant Das and the MPC and what they have to say about the next rate cut, whether it's going to be 25 basis points or 50 or, well, not at all. All of that will keep you abreast of throughout the course of the day. And of course, there are two more podcasts coming your way. We keep hearing about macro numbers, IIP, GDP, PMI, etc., etc. We don't really know what those things are, which is precisely why I have a tutorial coming up for you later in the course of the day to tell you all about macro indicators, macro numbers and what they mean and how they have been in the Modi years. And as usual, there is, of course, stories of the day where I recap the world for you. Quite simply that. It's ambitious? Yes. But is it possible? Oh, yes. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.